a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 76, mostly cloudy, KSL's top story. It is now official. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says he's retiring from the U.S. House. This comes as Republicans in the House hold only 9 more seats than the Democrats. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our live team coverage. Amy, could we end up with a vacant seat here?
Possibly. He says that he'll retire after what he's calling an orderly transition, but that doesn't answer a lot of the big questions, like how long could that be? And there's a lot of that could happen in that transition. The head of the Utah GOP, Robert Axon, actually says that Stewart is likely to stick around and finish some work on the Appropriations Committee.
Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
We know that the governor has the power to call for a special election, but first Stewart either has to send a letter to the governor or simply pack up and vacate his seat. But again, it's not super clear what he's going to do.
Well, what is the holdup now? Why can't we just have an election? We know he's leaving.
Right. We need people to announce their candidacy. First, we need to have a race. Both Republicans and Democrats. We've heard some rumors, some early announcements so far. But Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells David Dujanovic that there's also a lot that just goes into holding an election.
The law says that you still have to have a minimum of 90 days in order to get everything done. And that includes signature gathering for candidates who want to choose that path, the party process to be completed. And then we have to be able to get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print.
Ann Hatch says that they need time to get those ballots to everyone. That includes people serving overseas in the military.
Well, besides this election ahead, I mean, we had this story yesterday. Lindsay's reporting, she said Chris Stewart was going to resign this morning. He did resign. Did we learn anything new with Stewart's official resignation?
Yeah, so we'd heard rumors that it was maybe some issues with his wife's health. That's confirmed in his official statement. We also, yesterday, had reached out to every member of Utah's delegation and asked for reaction. They said, we will react as soon as he is out with his own statement. And so today we did get some of that reaction. Becky Bruce has actually been following that today.
In a joint statement, Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore say they're deeply saddened by Stewart's announcement, describing him as a dear friend who warmly embraced each of them during their time in our nation's capital. They went on to say Utah loses a dedicated public servant whose presence will be greatly missed.
Don't want to leave anyone out there, but Senator Mike Lee, Mitt Romney, also reacting to the news, had very nice words to say. Mike Lee highlighted Stewart's integrity, said he was also really good just working across both aisles. And that's a pretty good compliment from someone who's worked in the House or the Senate for a long time.
Thanks, Amy. It's appreciated. Amy Kobe. A lot of names have been rumored. Becky Edwards is the one who already has said she intends to run for the seat to be vacated by Chris Stewart. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has that.
Republican Becky Edwards ran for Senate against Mike Lee in last year's primary, but now she says she intends to try for the House seat.
I received hundreds of phone calls and messages from people really asking me to run, and I am thrilled with the opportunity to have that support in this setting and looking forward to running in this race.
Edwards got about 30% support in that Republican Senate primary. She says she's announcing her intention today because she plans to visit every area in the 2nd Congressional District.
And share my commitment to their families, their businesses, their communities, and that I will work hard for them in Washington, D.C. And I need to get on the road.
State Senator Todd Weiler also tells me he's definitely considering a run and will make a decision in the next couple days. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Enough politics? KSL's top national story. We're under half an hour away from the expected House floor vote on the deal to raise the debt ceiling. Plenty of lawmakers remain opposed to the plan on both sides of the aisle. Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York wanted to see the president use the 14th Amendment to end the negotiations and avoid a default.
There are other ways to avert the debt cliff. We should not default, and we will not default. This is a poor way of going about doing that.
The bill is expected to pass the House this evening, though by what margin remains unclear. When it makes its way to the U.S. Senate, Utah's senior senator says he will emphatically vote no. Senator Mike Lee spoke this afternoon on the Senate floor.
It's a bad deal for America, a missed opportunity to confront our challenges, an abdication of our responsibility.
Lee says he plans to introduce some amendments to the bill to make it better, but he said he would not hold up the process ahead of Monday's deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce he's running for president sometime next week. That news broke earlier today. ABC reports that he'll make the announcement from Iowa next Tuesday, which happens to be his 64th birthday. KSL News Time 6:05.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.